now by Chodesh Tammuz. Shavuos B'Tammuz next week. On Shavuos B'Tammuz, the Goyim broke into Yerushalayim, and that led to the Korban Bayis Sheni. It's come on almost already 1,150 years since the Korban. So let's go through the Indian and visiting the Kaisel, and Yonim beside the Avelus in the gate of the Korban of the Kaisel. The Simon Miyuchud for the Archaim from Tavkov Samachalis. And go to Yonim to get the Korban Avelus. The starting point is a Gemara, Baisel, Kotin up for Hovim and Aleph. Gemara starts off mentioning 11 times you have to do a Maisa Kriya. Starts off when your parent passed away, your mother, father, then the Rebbe. The last three cases of the Baisel is you have to Kriya Bal Or Yehuda, Bal Mikdosh, Bal Yishlayim. You have to write Kriya on the case where on Or Yehuda, Yishlayim, and the Beis Mikdosh. The Gemara goes on further and says, how exactly do you do it? The Gemara brings down that we see, Ori Yehudu B'chubono, you say a Pasuk, Ori Kodshecha, your Midbar, your cities of Yehudu turn into Midbar, then you do Maaseh Kriya. By Yushalayim, also you say a Pasuk, Tien Midbar, Ori Yushalayim Shemeimot, Tien turn into Midbar, Yushalayim came desolate, then you do Maaseh Kriya. The Beis HaMikdash also say a Beis Biknosh, Tevatenu, Ha'esh Shalufa, Ha'esenu, B'chulu, then you do Maaseh Kriya. In the Siddurim of Elias Leo, it has also by the bracha, it has these psukim what to do when you do Maaseh Kriya. King John says Mefurish that way in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Valve, and Beis. He brings down these psukim which is Mefurish, the Gemara, which you have, what you're supposed to do by Maaseh Kriya. Now, since we have these three in the element of Kriya, of Ari Yehuda, Ari Yerushalayim, and Makom Mikdash, where is Ari Yehuda? What is Ari Yerushalayim? What is Mikdash? Well, first, where is the Makom, and what's Allah negate them? So, Ari Yehuda, some of them are very simple. Chavir is Ari Yehuda, Be'er is Ari Yehuda. Sheva Levi, the Tshuva Chelik Zayin, says not only that, Yerushalayim and the new parts of Yerushalayim, not the Eretz Yikar, it's also Nichol Neged of Ari Yehuda. We are better not Yerushalayim, therefore, most sections of Yerushalayim is really Nichol Neged of Ari Yehuda. What is Ari Yerushalayim? That's the place can say is Eretz Yikar, the old city, the walls around it. And the Mokma Mikdosh is the base of Mikdosh, that's the Pashas, that's the Mokma of it. Now, the question is, the Anhoga seems to be we don't always seem to make the Kriya on Ori Yehuda or on Ori Yerushalayim. What happened?
Why is the Kriya not on Ori Yehuda?
The Cheshivas of it, they discuss one Ori Yisrael and one discusses being on the Paiskim. I don't remember the reason, was brought down specifically Ori Yehuda, not Yisrael. Now, the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is that it says Ori Yehuda b'chubanon, and it says Ori Yerushalayim also b'chubanon, in its korban. So already come along the Beis Yisrael and discusses our areas, Chevron is built up, Be'er is built up, Shlaim is built up, it's not before Banoi, it's not in Korban. So come along the Beis Yosef one, the whole story is no Yishuv, it's no Korban. But Manenu, it's not in the Korban, it's already built up, maybe it's not Nichol in of Kriya. However, ends up the Beis Yosef, no. The Indians love after before Banoi, even if it's not in the Korban, but we are not Shailut upon it, via the Goyim, the Yishmaelim, they're controlling it, also Nichol in of Korban. That's Beis Yosef, the Bach, which we're moving down Allah Lamaisa. Sekon Beis, Batafu Samachalaf, Afili Yoshua Behem Yisrael, Kimush Yishma'elim, Moishlam Alein, Mikro Bechul Baran. The idea of a Korban is not Dafka, the building itself in the story, there's no Yishuv, even there is a Yishuv, but since we are not trailed upon it, we're not controlling it, therefore, if it's we're in a Korban right now, we're in Golos right now, and therefore, it's Nichol Negev Korbanoi. If so, the Shaila is Bechura of these cities, we should do Maaseh Kriya on Yehuda. So, first in our Yehuda, shall we? We'll see what that means. So, come on, Michil Michal. Tukachinsky has Sefer Eir HaMikdash BaKodesh. He has five volumes. He goes through all the laws of Eretz Yisrael, boundaries, and Gedorim. He's the first one to go through it, and when it's really building from him. So he writes, the Minhag L'Maaseh in Ori Yehuda discussing is not to Kriya. He has two reasons. His first reason, he says, first of all, Rav the cities, we don't know exactly where they are. Reuben Kulam, we don't know where they are. Even those who we do know who they are, they're not exactly built in the same place. Kidua, when the cities are Be'er Sheva, it's built next to Be'er Sheva. But after the Mokim Mamish, since I'm not sure where it is and who they are, therefore, that's one reason why we do not do Kriya on Ori Yehuda. By other point out is Badenu, we seem to do know exactly where everything is based upon excavations. Void, Michiel Michel also points out that's only in Ori Yehuda. He said, Vad in Ori Yishlam, you do have to do a Maaseh Kriya. Maaseh Kamlung, a Moshin Truva, and Archaim Kalikdal, and the Chalakei, and he brings down this Indian of Korban and Yishmaelim, and he wants to tie that since Badenu, we're not being Moshin by the Goyim, we're not by the Yishmaelim, we do have a democracy, and therefore, we are. In a certain aspect, we are controlling Eretz Yisrael, they're not throwing us out, they're not controlling us, and therefore we're not in the Korban, we're not in the Korban. Therefore, come along with Moshe, and write in Shuvah, the Lot Lamaiso, based upon this, based Yosef, even though it's correct, it says, Bezmanenu, we're being Mamshech, or Moshech, we are the ones controlling it in a certain aspect, and therefore it's not Nichol Nenu of Korban. That's how Moshe goes, and therefore, since usually the people asking this question are coming from America, even though we'll see where a person can want to argue, but Moshe goes this way, then Holger seems to do not do Maisa Kriya, and Moshe is discussing, Sai or Yudan, Sai or Yushalayim, and he says, we do not do Kriya. Others were Cholik. This Ochot of Beit Chel Galvez brought down, they asked the Stifler and others, and they say the reason why we should do Kriya, because we're not controlling it, the Americans are controlling it. That's just the word of the Stifler, the Americans are controlling it. So whatever they say, that's what we have to listen to. They say to give back, we have to give back. It's not us, it's them. The Debatino, Ben Moshe the Tshuva about, and he kind of, it's all not depend upon, get a controlling means a Malchus based off. It doesn't mean the democracy, it means Malchus based off. Therefore, Bezmanenu, we're not Nifl, therefore we have to still ask you in our Yehuda and our Yerushalayim. So Mazalman and Shuvah and Chelek Aleph, we wrote about, said the fact that they have their mosques and their chapels around, and we cannot take them out. So we're not controlling them. They have Kibbe Akum, they bury themselves in Yerushalayim, certain places where they're not allowed to, so we can't throw them out. The fact that we cannot throw them out, or we cannot throw away the mosque and chapels, we see we're not being shalit over here. Therefore, again, also Nichol Inin of Chorbana, and therefore, again, we have to do Maisekriya, Chaim Kanievsky, Belsky also goes that way. They pass the Lachla Maisa, the very person go against the Moshe to say, but Manenu were not being Shalit. So the Maisa is Machlokes of Paiskim, the Moshe against Reba of the Paiskim, but Manenu seem to go, you do it to Maisekriya, Moshe doesn't. Then Hogik, you do all Maisa, the Oilam doesn't. Again, one reason, again, I think the main reason is the Oilam is really coming from America, and it still is not really Negev. If you come out, anyone in the Yishlaim is not the rest of Kriya if you're living here. And therefore, if you're coming from America, Moshe Fahir is locked in every follow of Moshe. Moshe Vosna has an interesting tshuva about it. He writes, in the past of the Sugo, we should not be Mechalik, therefore, Allah should be the same Allah. However, he ends up, Hanakla Miso, Maisa Mainu Sevim, Anakla Mainu Sevim, Maisa Mainu Sevim, Maisa The Vosna points out that the Cheshbin, we should write Kriya, but Maisa himself points out that Hog is not to be, and therefore, Maisa, we should not write Kriya. If you want to be Machmer, they point out, you should be knowing like the Stifler has brought down, that when he came to Yerushalayim, Maisa, he lived in the Nebak, came to Yerushalayim, put after Rice Kriya on Yerushalayim, then the Kaisel. What do you do? First Rice Kriya on Ur Yehuda, then on Yerushalayim, then the Kaisel. Let's say you do the other way. First you saw Yerushalayim, you don't Rice Kriya on Ur Yehuda, because Yerushalayim is more cautious. So came along the stipend, when he came to Yerushalayim, what did he do? They brought down Uncle Zbenu, he was sitting in the car, someone was driving, he had his eyes down, he would not see until he got to the Kaisel. Once he got to the Kaisel, he would Rice Kriya. And that would be enough for Ur Yerushalayim. Again, the Mishnah brings down the Shemoyim. Culture on Ur Yerushalayim, but Me'ikah Din Yoytzo, with seeing away the Kaisel and Rice Kriya, because the Kaisel is more higher Kedusha than Yerushalayim. And therefore, if you want to be Machmer, and when you come to Yerushalayim the first time, you do what you should do, you go straight to the Kaisel, see the Kaisel, and then when you come to Ur Yerushalayim, you won't have to Rice Kriya, because you ain't nickel in the Kaisel. We'll get to what exactly you have to see. But the Maisa, that's Mitzad Ur Yerushalayim again, and Holy Kfar, the Minig is not to. If you want to be Machmer like this disciple, you don't look at the Kaisel, Rice Kriya there, that's nickel in that is the Ur Yerushalayim. That's been said again, Or Yehuda and Or Yerushalayim. The next thing is Beis HaMikdash. In Mokka HaMikdash, you have to ask Kriya. That Lamaisa, it's still B'chobonai, it's not built up, there's a mask on top of the Vadi, you have to ask Kriya upon it. Now, the Lokka is, when it comes to the Kaisel, what Kaisel exactly are we seeing? There's a wall around Mokka HaMikdash. What wall is that? You learn the Mishnah HaMikdash, but there are three different walls that it can be. There's a wall of the Heichel, there's a wall of the Hazara, and there's a wall of the Harabayas. The wall of the Heichel means something is around the Oren, the Sbeyeh Hafimi, the Shulchan, the Menorah, that's the Heichel. There's a wall of the Azara, which surrounds it as Noshim, as Yisrael, as Kahanim, the Sbeyeh Hachitzoin. And then there's the Harabayas, which was 500 Amis by 500 Amis, the whole entire courtyard, everything around it. Those are three different walls. Which wall is a question? What wall are we looking at? Are we looking at the wall of the Azara, the Harabayas, or the Heichel? What's Nafka Mino? The Lach is Mefurish, the gate is the Lach of Tumah. The Lach is when the gate of Harabayas. That tumah hayitzim me'aguf, tumah that comes out of your body, you cannot go onto the higher bodies. Meaning, for example, by isha, if it's zavo, or your lettuce, or a nidah, any of those cases, any pnuyah definitely get up nidah, she cannot go on the higher bodies. The gate of man is about keri, and a case of a zav. Those are any tumah yitzim me'aguf comes out of the body, is nichol, you cannot go on the higher bodies. However, tumah meis can go on the higher bodies. Even though you touch a meis, you can go on the higher bodies, no problem. That's brought down the Rambam, yes, a mikdash, by a gimel, void. Going on the Azara, the loch is brought down by the Rambam. Even the Tumei Meis cannot go on the Azara. Therefore, it comes out what chesel exactly we're talking about over here. We're discussing the chesel of the hadvara that we're seeing. That means what are we walking upon? The Har Habayis. If we're walking on the Har Habayis, any panuya cannot go there. Any nida cannot go there. Any valkyri, any zav cannot go there. So what wall are we looking at? Which wall is it? So the Shilas David is Mesubak what wall is, and it's brought down by the Radvaz and Shuva. And he says, our wall of Maisa, what is it? It's a wall of Azara. That means when we're walking to the Kaisa, we're walking on the Har Habayis. If we're walking on the Har Habayis, the place can point out, you cannot, Lamaisa, be any cannot be Tommy of any Tala Yosim Lago. You cannot be a Nido, Zav, or Ziva, or Kedaimo. This Radvaz, Maisa is passing away by the Chof Mosadim. The Chof Mosadim passes that way. And the Moshe and Shuva brings down that he heard that the minig of the Brisk Rav was not to go to the Kaisel. He said, the Chuyah is being Choshim, it's sad, the walls are Zahar, and not the wall of Har Habayis. And therefore, you cannot go close to the Kaisel. Well, it's sad, you're Tama Yisim Rav, all of us are Pasha that way, it's only the Moshim, usually that way. And therefore, we have a Baya, we cannot go on the Har Habayis, which is the wall of Zahar. Yeah. The wall, if this is the wall of Zahar, so what's front of the Zahar is the Har Habayis. 500 by 500. I mean, this is the Zara, we're in the Harabayit, on Harabayit, and tell you where you're to go, and if you cannot go there. The Maestro, this is a Machlokes among the Gedolei Achronim, come along with Manenu, the Paiskim, numerous Shuvahs about it, but the Raya Brewer said, we now know the facts and information exactly what wall our wall is. Here, Kodesh Bamikdosh, Bechil Michel, he has 8 different Rayas that declare that our wall is the wall of the Harabayit. There is a disciple. The disciple said, we know based upon excavations right now, we know the facts. It's not a shell at all. With Maestro, we know it's Har Habayis. Moshe brings down the Tshuva. After he brings down the Brisk Rav, he says, Tmiya, we know this is the Emes. It's Kabbalah Midoyos of Atenu, the Rishonim already. Christ will always down there. And how can we shak be chilik upon it? And it'll be Oimah has a long Tshuva of Kamarayis about it. He ends up, anyone who's Machmer is a Tmur. He said, Tmur, how in the world can be Machmer? Now again, they come from numerous writers, Gemara's, Rishonim, and again, from Metzias wise, fact wise, we know the facts are that this wall is not the wall of the Zohar, it's the wall of the Har Habayis. Once the wall of the Har Habayis, it might go all the way towards the Har Habayis, all the way towards it. That's just brought down. Chaim Kanievsky is his father, and the Chaznish, he said, the Chaznish said, no problem, go straight to the wall. Stifle, when he came to Yerushalayim, he went straight to the wall. The Anhoga of Chaim Kanievsky, the Paiskim, might go straight to the wall. That's Anhoga Shaboy. Those who are Machmer, Maestro, there is a Makor to be Machmer, but Mitzad HaLoch Shavoy, they point out, Mitzad HaRayis, Bizmanenu, we know Kos, not the way, the Vatican goes straight to the wall. One way they come out, they point out, is very interesting, is the Radvaz himself, they point out, obviously, to not go to Yerushalayim and see what's going on. The Radvaz is the relation of the person who says, it's the Azara and not the Har Habayis. Once the Azara, you have to be Machmer. In his own Shuva, where he's discussing how far and how close to get to the Kaisel or the Mokma Mikdosh, he writes, that where is the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Where is the Eved Shasiya? The Kodesh HaKadoshim is on the Eved Shasiya. Where is that? So the Olam says over, and the Advaz Rehi, the first one says in Shuva, where the Dome of the Rock is, where the Keeper is, where the Dome is, that is where the Eved Shasiya is. And that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If so, we're in the Western Wall, we're in the back. How far away can the most be from the Eved Shasiya to the back wall, to the Western Wall? So they come along and make a portion of the Cheshbon. The wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself is 17 Amos thick. Between what? 17. No, the thickness of the wall. Of the wall, what?
The tile of the wall.
The tile. So, now between the wall to wall is 11 amis, and the Eved Shasiya exactly was it? It was in the middle or the back? Machlokes Rishonim. Let's even say it's in the middle. So you have 10 amis. Most it could be 38 amis from the Eved Shasiya where the Dome of the Rock is towards the western wall. We have over 100 amis. We have over 100. That's the fact. We have over 100 amis. So even though the Radvaz, he's the one who says the wall of Azara, he's the one who says that Eved Shasiya, the Dome of the Rock, is a Makom Kodesh HaKadoshim. In fact, actuality cannot be that way. So they point out that Radvaz obviously did not see it, was not here, did not know what was really, even though I think he lived in Tzvas, but he obviously did not see what happened over here. And therefore, they point out, even when the Radvaz himself, his own Chesh, when it comes out, it must be the Kodesh, the Har Habayis, not the Azara. The disciple also brings it right based upon excavations, that the Azara was 187, 135, the wall, my hours is much, much longer, keeps going on and on, the walls are not that chesh, it's not that way, therefore must be the higher bite, it's not also the Azara, those are just facts, Shabbat. So again, the Anhoga Klar is that we can go all the way towards the wall, I think I know that there are numerous people who are Machmer not to go within 11 Amos of the wall, because why 11 Amos is because between wall to wall is 11 Amos, so that's the wall of Azara, people stay 11 Amos back. That's why the famous Sikkim minion that the main issue of in the back, they find out not by the wall. Why? Because you get all the cheetahs. What?
In the winter.
In the golden time? Yeah? As far as I remember, they didn't do that even. Maybe now they're not doing that. But I was told, they said, and when I only davened during the week, they davened in the back, and it's this chumrah and this Indian, that they wanted to make sure everyone wants to can daven at the minyan, they davened in the back, which was 11 amos away. Again, Valvada Loko. No, so we'll get to other shadows. The maestro, no, could be. Can be the wall of. Why? How back from the Azur to the higher base, the back of it?
We'll
step by step. That's first in the Messiah. Now, I don't have much of an answer to that. We'll put it on the side for now. Now, another thing they point out, the facts are, how big is the Har HaBayis itself? The Har HaBayis itself is 500 by 500. Mishnah Midas Perek Beis, Tav Kuf Amo by Tav Kuf Amo. The era that we have in the Har HaBayis, the facts are, the southern wall is 910 feet, the northern wall is over 1,000 feet, 1,025, the eastern wall is 1,520, the west is 1,580. That's a fact. That means the Kamlung Tzliyazim, because Yitzchak and others, they point out the Har HaBayis is four times the amount of what it says in Mishnah and others. Mishnah meters. Four times the amount. What's that? You know, they want to discuss, can we go on the Har HaBayis? They want to say upon Chajman, there are certain places we certainly should be able to go on it. It's four times the amount of the Har HaBayis. That means that what they have right now, the Har HaBayis, is not the Har HaBayis. Only a quarter of it is the Har HaBayis, and three quarters of it, the Maisa, is not the Har HaBayis. That's just facts. Therefore, they come out, Maisa, why can we go on it? The Maisa, they do end off, since we're not sure, Dain Weiss and the we're not sure where exactly it is. We're Mesopic, if this is the Kajak Joshua, and this is, we're not sure where you can go on. Therefore, Machma not to go on the whole entire Har HaBayis. Well, Machma, because we're not sure where the Inner Kajak Joshua is, where the Machma Har HaBayis does start, but upon Cheshman, a lot of it, the Maisa isn't. We're not sure where it is, therefore, Machma not to go on top of the whole entire thing. Now, where again is this Kodesh HaKadoshim? There's one on Hogar again from the Advar that says the Dome of the Rock itself is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, based on this, Nachmin is in our time, Simon Stanik Dalit is, it says very clearly in the Machaber, when you daven by the Mokum Mikdosh, you should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That means you daven by the Kodesh, how should you face? The Adam says you should face towards the left. That's the Mokum of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, you see that those by the Kodesh HaKadoshim do daven towards the left, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is to the left. And when you do the tours on the western wall, they'll show you exactly where it's even towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They used to have a shul there until the Arabs took down garbage, they had a whole entire fight, foreign politics. Maestro, only you have a shul there and they can't daven anymore. Maestro, what do you do? So you daven towards the left. If you hold that to Mokum of Kodesh HaKadoshim. There are two other sheets where the Mokum Kodesh HaKadoshim is. There's a Dr. Osher Kaufman. He writes that it's not where they say it, where Evan Chassia is right now, where the Dome of the Rock is. He brings Raya's, they want a tiny, it's 330 feet further north, higher up. Therefore, certainly you have to daven towards the left. Even more towards the left. However, recently, the past 15, 20 years, based upon radar and different probes and thermal infrared scanning, they come along and they prove that it's not further north, it's not where the emergency is. Comes along Professor Tuvia Sagav, and says, what we have right now, we have the Dome of the Rock, what they call in Hebrew al-Sakra, that's where Atfaz, not Hebrew, not Yishba'il, Arabs call al-Sakra. That's what Rav calls it. And then we have the other side, Al-Aqsa. Al-Aqsa is a silver dome, and we have the gold dome. We have two domes on each side. Look it up, you see it right over there. In between, there's grass and trees. There's a big bunch of trees over there. Come along this professor, and he kind of says, where is it right now? It's where the trees are. Where the trees are, mamish in the middle. And Rosh Shlomo Kanshuma, Chalikimu Simulam Tess, brings down this professor and numerous other eyes. And time does not forget where the trees are right now. That's the Mokum of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It brings a result that says, the Mokum of Kodesh HaKadoshim, nothing will be built there. The trees there, nothing is built there. So I can't, where should you daven? So many Kaisel, there it is, daven straight. You know why? Because that's where the Mokum is, not what they say it is. Because I guess we told them where it is over there, that they build a thing over there. That's what we actually even told it to them. And that Konami, based upon that, they end up pulling us sometimes. Because we told them where it was. So we asked them, where is it? Based on the technology that we have, this Manenu, he says, based upon numerous other rites of Shtomach has, they kind of mock them, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Mamash straight. So where is the Kodesh HaKadoshim? We have either Advar says, it's the Dome of the Rock itself, which again, even before it wasn't here, see exactly. They have those that one says further north, and the Shtomach has Shuvah, and he tells us again from this professor and other rites, that's Mamash straight ahead where the trees are. Again, that means what to do by davening. Again, on Hagel Lechur, it's davening straight. Now, those do turn to the left. But Maestro, based upon this Indian, which we have now, upon the excavations, or Kedoyim Lechur, it's davening straight. That's on Hagel Shavoy. Now, if that's so, once you can say the Mokum HaMikdash is straight, where the trees are, you can lead to another problem. Big problem. by the, everyone knows there are Torahs in the Western Tunnel, and there are Torahs also by the southern side. The southern side means when you turn into the Kaisel, you go up by there, one bus to two bus. Right, what do? You get off the bus. Right over there, there's excavations, and there are all these things going on there. Before you walk towards the Kaisel, that's called the southern Torah excavations. That's called the southern wall. Are you allowed to walk towards the southern wall over there? Because if you stop being in the Beis HaMikdash further down, that means you have to come out 500 by 500 by the Har Bayis. It comes out that further down is really the Har Bayis, and if you tell me you cannot go by the southern side of the southern wall. So Chavmon. So you have to make a cheshbon based upon where it was. And no, what the cheshbon, what's further down, how far the southern side can you go down towards the, go there. So, that's the shaylah. Myself, Chavmon went to, when he's doing midas, he went to Biashi with the maps and showed him the maps, exactly where they say it should be, and how further down. They told him, Chuapi cheshbon, what they're saying, should be where the one bus and the two buses are going, where they go up the Kaisel. That road itself should be a bayah, that itself is in the Mokum HaRabayis. So the Chava told me first, he turned to Abdullah Nissim, Abdullah Mokushin, so Maisa, how do we go? So he said, no, we come from the other end, we come to Shayato, we go driven up the street, we go out, so we don't have this problem. Maisa, the end of the Ashur, anyway, says, Mutter, I don't know, the Cheshmer, Shabbat, and Maisa, he came out, it's not a Bayah, it's not the Harabayas, it's not Nichma, get out of the Harabayas, if I'm the boss, he can go. However, what? No, that's the walls of the city, not walls of Harabayas. Those, Maisa, it can't be that the whole thing, the Harabayas, because it's much bigger. Four times the amount. I don't know. I know that the Hartri has a tshuva says, whoever says we didn't build it is not victorious. I'm not sure what happened because the Maisa size wise it doesn't exactly work out. I'm not sure. I don't know how these. Again, the cheshbon numbers don't work out with the facts that we have. The Maisa is brought down. So that's mitzad the boss of the Maisa, the Rashi Paskin, the Tenon Loig, and Pliath, and everyone goes to the bosses. The southern world, the walls by the excavation itself, the Tzitz Eliezer discusses this in the Siman Aleph and Siman Zayin and Chelik Yud. He brings out that already many Kleisel, Rebbe Shmuel's land, that they hold, they should not go there. He brings out the Meister that there were two animals ran away into the southern excavations, and they went to Shmuel and asked him, could we go to that side over there where people, Meister, do go for their tours over there? And the Shmuel, Salant said the Maisa, you cannot go there, where Choshe is Mokum HaRabayis. Not only that, he said, you cannot even tell Goyim to go there. You can't tell Goyim to go there, Mitzad HaKashash. He says, you can cry about it, and the Goyim will hear it, and they'll go without that smori. But otherwise, to send him or sell his altar, and therefore there's an Hoga by Numas, Yuyim and Shleim him. What? Goyim, I think I don't think he is allowed to. But I guess, or not, right? The Maisa, so therefore, based upon this, since Leaz brings down the Habi, Yuyim and Shleim, and the Maisa, knowing not to go there, and therefore I know by the Torah specifically, that numerous people do not want to go to the southern side, because especially once with Vanenu, we have this bayah that the Makom HaMikdash is more further down where the trees are, and Shmuel Slant even before that, he thought the Makom HaMikdash was by the Dome of the Rock, and still he was Makom by the southern excavations. Therefore, with Vanenu, numerous people advised you should not go to the southern excavations, you have a bayah going to the Makom HaMikdash, the Harabayas, and then one of those two more you have a bayah going on the Harabayas. Now, the Gate of Kosel about what's the discussion in the Tumah, they discussed three other aspects specifically to the wall. Now this wall, we're assuming again it's the wall of Harabayas, but the Malach is in the Harabayas itself, you cannot go there. What happens by the walls, by putting your finger into the walls, is the walls are chelik nichl in the gedder of the Mokum HaRabayas. When you're putting your piece of paper, putting your finger inside, they really discuss three different yonim. Can you touch the wall? Is the bayah touching it? Can you put your fingers inside the wall, and can you lean up on top of the wall? What's the luck of all three? So the ikka the luck of the place you want to say is really the Athanasia. He points out, even though we hold the wall, have a luck of Kedusha, but it's coming from the outside, Knisa Mibachot, and the Ged of being at the outside, and therefore you want the same ikka as mortar. That's Athanasia, and those who go that way. Atzad HaShem that Derech argues, and he holds the inside of the walls of the Ged of Bifnim, Zil Machlikis, the Sukkah, Hailan, the Mishnah, the Midas, what you hold the walls are when it comes to Derech Machot, Machlikis HaPoiskin. And therefore, the Hanhoga Shabbai is that the Stifle himself did touch the wall, he did kiss the wall, and the Swarm is saying, because he didn't touch the wall, the Shnomach brings down that those who are knowing not to touch the wall, Mitzad HaKoka Ba'almo. The Maisa, therefore they say, to put your finger inside, the Chetzi Chetzi Kvayasa, what exactly to it. Machlokes HaPoiskim, there is with Athanasia, putting your finger in. Therefore, those who are Machlokes, when they put a petting inside, they take a pen and stick it in with the pen. If you see guys taking a pen, it's not trying to get in well, they just want to put the fingers inside. without touching it. Again, the Shlomach advises to be machma. Again, but Satan himself touched the wall and kissed the wall. The Maisha leaning upon it, they point out, has a douche on the base of Mikdash or in the shul. They wanted to kissed it. Put down the offer of the bain and he touched it and kissed it. Upon leaning upon it, they point out the Bayah having being mishdamish with the Makom Kodesh, putting a siddur, leaning upon it in that time is the Bayah. Therefore, the numerous people want to be machma, also not putting a siddur upon it. Others want to be makel. So again, what exactly is this between Yonim? Touching, leaning, and putting a finger inside. Again, Me'ikadin, touching his mutter, those knowing machma, leaning, and putting a finger inside, Yesh V'yesh and Kvaisel, what to do. Now, once you get to the Kvaisel, first time you get there, the Indians, you have to do a Maisa Kriya. Exactly how to do a Kriya, come along with Mishavu and says, bring Kvaisel back, Chayv L'shtakvois, you have to bow down, L'kvois B'godov, you have to rip your clothing, L'kvois cry, L'shoyn L'shabal, L'shorban, Beis HaMikdash, L'koynim, and say the Mizmah L'osif, it's Mizmah Ayin Tet, until Kriya, and then do Maisa Kriya, and say Baruch Ayin Emes, the Moshe Kriya says, you say Baruch Atah, Melech Olam, without the Shem Malchus, Ayin Emes. Then you say a bunch of psukim, kol mishpah, tzedek, emes, kul, you say all these things. Again, you take out the siddur, they'll tell you exactly what to do. And most places, when you go to the coast, they'll tell them to tell you exactly what to do. And follow the Hagar, the Mishavuah says, well, oh, they're moist of a lot of other things over there. You should know where they exactly came from, but I'm sure they have a coast where exactly they came from. Now, this Indian might rest in Kriya. What get the rest in Kriya? So, Machlokes Rishonim in general, what halacha does the base of Mikdash have by the coast? By Kriya, there's always two in the element of Kriya. There's a Kriya by parents, there's a Kriya by Shach Kriya. By parents, the halacha is you have to do a biyada, the kriya, number one. Number two, you have to do it standing up, you do it sitting down, it's ma'akim according to Rambam. Number three, you have to rip all your clothing, your jacket, your shirt. Number four, you have to rip until your heart taps down off. And number five, when you rip, you cannot start off only with Afshinui. Those are the five things how the Rambam paskins, the Machaba paskins away. The Machaba, the Ramah doesn't argue, the Taz Magarab, no one argues. They bring down the halacha is that you should do like the Rambam. You have to again do all these inyanim, the yada, umud, all your clothing, pull your heart, and you cannot throw it off. The Maestro that can do it on Hog is not the way. Why? Because on the Rambam, the Ravid argues, the Ramban argues, the Magamishan argue, and they say the get is dafka, ksus elyon, your top thing, therefore it's your jacket, dafka until tefach, you can even use a knife to cut it. Fine, and therefore we have machlokes rishonim, the minik yidua brought down, we know you like the Ramban, not like the Mechaber, we know you like, we do like Sharkwave, not like your parents. That's how it's brought down, Michil Michal Chikosinski, the Chaznish, the Stipe, the Shlomo Zalman. That's another place, so when they went to the Kaisel, the Noig again, a Tefach, you can even use a Kli, which usually people, what they do, they start with a Kli, then they rip, and then they only do Ksus Elion in the top Begad. They want to say, you want to be a Machma, what the Stipe himself did, the Loch is, you understand, you never have to ask Kriya. Question is, you wear a jacket and a shirt, so you should ask Kriya on both, you want to Machma from the Machaber. So what people do, is they do like the Stipe, he took off a jacket, he went to the Kaisel, you wore only a shirt. You wear only a shirt, you ask Kriya only on your shirt. Fine, that's one of your machma. Usually, when you also, even by your parent, they start with a knife and they grip down. So those are all be machma, why not? They won't sew up the shirt usually, and they want to write down to the heart, the tefach is not too far different. And therefore, want to be machma, just take off your jacket and leave one sus on top of you, and then get the mechaber shita, the ram shita. But again, the hog is not like that. The hog is a tefach for not, only sus elyon v'zehu. Now, there are those by your heart. Maisa can do any size. Go down the Chaim himself, one shirt you can do a bunch of times. Not matching it by appearance, you can't. Once you do a bunch of times, and you would write Kriya once, Tevach, make a Tevach space away. Another time you did this one shirt five times. So you want to cross. So that's from either side, Jason.
If it's together, appearance, you make it different
times, no? I don't know. They do discuss that those who seem to want to have an hoga are being mafka as a beged or being mafka to somebody. So first they point out, if you want to really be mafka or be mafka to somebody, you have to make sure it's a good kinyan, a sutter, fine, ukadaimo. But they point out, the Shtremach discuss it, and we actually the Yash, another Yash, but others, they're very not too happy with this Indian of being mafka, you're beged, might be mafka yourself a mitzvah, and they either they say the Lashon not nice, or they say the Lashon koi being mavatla mitzvah, you're doing an itz over here, the koi should not stam be maski a beggar or maski somebody else unless you have other two from the stamazai, this is hard stuff from the Kriya. They point out we never see an oval when he writes Kriya upon his parents, never see them being maski, trying to be alpatash with my suit, and therefore they can be maskno or maski or their beggar or give it to somebody else. For some odd reason, by your parents, no one ever seems to do that. So why, by going to the Kaisel, people want to do that? So there are times it's a gennai going to the Kaisel, and the stamazai, you should do it unless you have other two with him. That's beside the Kaisel. Now they do, I give everyone discusses the Indian about going to Kaisel 40 days. Is there my welcome going to 40 days? So we wrote a letter to Nevenzal, and he's a rabbi of the Eretika. He should know. He wrote back any day. I don't know my mokum for it. We'll let him Chaim Knievsky, and he knows everything. Lo Shemati, he doesn't know. Maisa do bring down it from Zion Fisher, that he's the one who said this in over and over. This point that the helps out the Yeshuas and Gulas, this Indian, with the sources of the Nachkor. Maisa Strumach has a tshuva about, and tshuva on Omnis Chelik Dalad. He says, yeah, 4 days are wonderful. He said, by the coastal. He says, you know, any base mikdash, any base medrash, in any place in the whole entire world, you may yachid to go there 40 days and give tzedakah 18 buddhas before, and they'll be the same exact idea as the coastal, and you can do it in the whole entire world. They won't have to have these pamphlets going out, making shlukim going to the base of mikdash for you. You can do any place you want. Fine, the maestro, we send in Kriya. We have this in that coastal maestro does. Who the maestro has to do Kriya? They say, first of all, men and brother have to. Do women have to? As far as I've seen in print, the stipple brings down, or the bans brought down, women have to. The Skechuva says women have to. All the swam say women have to. I've asked the women, and they told me in seminary, the girls don't. I asked them to have a source, I asked even their baby to have a source, and the source was, we don't. Otherwise, I have not found any source, and print, everyone's clearly against it. And I don't know why mice and women should not write Skechuva if they have a by an oval they do a squeal, and myself sneeze is fine before they by a squeal, and they should cover themselves or turn off backwards with tab sneeze shmoy when they come out from the kaisel. Otherwise, besides cheshbon shmoy, why do they should do a squeal? What? They don't own the begotten. Okay, so you have a son who, when you have children, going to the kaisel. So let's say the kid's above bar mitzvah, he doesn't own his clothing, should he write squeal or not? So, the asher, peskachuvah, the mitzvah, say, father, yeah, because first of all, father, and Chogish Bo Yilam do what the correct halacha is, unless Vada specifically cannot, otherwise Vada the kids do as Kriya, just like the wives do it in the kids. They do point out that someone who's a katan, since he writes Kriya, the halacha is by an oval, he writes Kriya, they discuss mitzvah chinuch shabai, maybe she writes Kriya. However, they say by over here, by a katan, or by the Beis HaMikdash, we do not write Kriya. So that's the portion Mr. Brewer, the katan does not write Kriya. What's the Svara? So they bring down the Ashram Shabbatan and the Yashba, because the Holy Yisrael is mechatan for the future. Future Mashiach is coming. Mitzapah Yeshua. So there's no in over here. Mitzapah Yigadli Yibana Beis Hamikdash. So Mechanach them for what? Something that we think is going to hopefully change. Therefore, there's no in Chinuch on kids to Eis Kriya. Again, sometimes I see the curse of again the kids do it more than the Noshim. The Noshim have Ikadin. Kids maybe not in Chinuch. You should learn what happened over there. But my Mitzapah Yisrael. There's a Hog is Mitzapah Chinuch, and then there's Halacha. Maisa Dan Hog again, Meshavua says we don't do by Ketanim, Dan Hog Meshavoy, and Maisa by Noshim Chu, we should, and the kid above Amitz Maisa also we do as Kriya. It's cause a case of a sumo, then he doesn't, fine. Now this Indian, when he comes to Beis HaMikdash to do as Kriya, what exactly do you have to see when he gets to Mokum HaMikdash? So, those who want to tell you, Shlomo and Shua Son Hog, want to say you should go and see down on the floor of the Mokum HaMikdash. That means when they say, go on top of Shiva Kreisel, and you look down on top of the higher bite and see that's the Mokum HaKorban. We see what's there, is the keepers there, don't want to rock, but you have to see the ground of the Mokum HaMikdash. Maestro, that's inside Chumash Shavoy. Already the Bach discussed this in the fourth time of the Bach, looking up and seeing the dome, that's Korban. The fact you see a mask on the Mokum HaMikdash, we call the Mokum HaMikdash, even if it's not the Kosher Kedoshim, it's on the higher bias for sure. So Vada, that itself is in the Korban over there, and that's how Vada, what you ask, Kriya V'chei Noigim, it's brought down the Yashiv for years. He used to walk down Rechol HaNavim, and within every 30 days, and therefore will be driven down Rechol HaNavim, and at the end of every 30 days, he'll look up and see the Dome of the Rock, and he was there within every 30 days on the Mokum HaMikdash. If you want, it's very simple, you want to go every 30 days, just go walk to the end of Rechol Meir Sha'arim, you come down to the end of the Rechol over there, walk one block down, you see the Dome of the Rock. No, he went less than 30 days, wasn't a problem. But the halacha is seeing the keeper, that's the halacha. But those only machmas, seeing the ground, the halacha is the keeper. They do discuss when you get to the kaisel, maestro, you don't see any chor, but people walk to the kaisel and they're at kriya. Is that enough or not? Maestro, what do you see? It's one thing you see the keeper, you see a chorban. You see the ground of the rich, you see the chorban. You go to the kaisel, you see a wall there. They had a wall where there was the chorban, not a chorban. What is the Indian rice and kriya when you see the kaisel? Then my factoring upon it is that enough or not? The Moshe and Spike ones say, yeah, others ones say no. The Moshe, they do advise what you should do and get the kaisel, look up and see the Dome of the Rock. Okay, that is in the portion of the back, that body is declared the carbon, and that's what you should do, is look up and see the Dome of the Rock. I mean, usually you'll take off the kin, but walk a little bit back and see the Dome of the Rock. That's the ending of the carbon.
When you come in, any direction.
Depends if you're looking or not. Depends if you're talking to him, depends what's going on. It's about Matish. He didn't look at Yerushalayim, it's brought down, but once he got the crystal, he looked. Don't say where he looked over there, as far as I remember.
Hmm?
said by the curse they ripped. Could be. So, so that's again, they do bring down a type of others nafsi in the coastal, and it could be, but again, it doesn't want time against it. And Vic is very simple. Just take a couple of steps back, look up, and you, again, that's the end of the korban itself. Therefore, you ask, then afterwards, you ask kriya. Now, the time is one person should arise kriya. The stigma of hukka among the swarm exactly when to arise kriya, different days among the year. But certainly, some days are very clear. First, the lachah on Shabbos and Yontif, that's before Shemachabi and Nala arise kriya. Why? It's a maisa kriya to a kriya, even if there is a kriya on Shabbos. That's before Shemachabi, Shabbos and Yontif, you can't. There are days that were not knowing the inn of a velus, even by an oval. For example, Chalmoid on oval is not knowing a velus. On Purim, oval is not knowing a velus, even during a Shiva Shabbat. Therefore, the place can say, on the case of Chalmoid, a vadi don't rise kriya. The person cannot be worse than an oval. On the case of Purim, also you don't rise kriya. Those are cases that klar. Those are the backpack, but the ik of the person can klar by Shabbos Yom, the vadi not allowed to. And by the case of Chalmoid and Purim, a vadi, the person also doesn't, because there is no inn of Shiva. Now the art, come along the swarm, the ikka there, discussing your Erev Shabbos, everyone's after Chatzos, is there inn of being raised in kriya or not? There's a Sefer Shari Dimo, they bring down from the Chaznish, the Holkos Erek Sol from Mim Aleph, that he says the Chaznish says not to raise kriya. So I looked up the Chaznish over there, don't say no such words, not raising kriya, Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos. So a friend of mine wrote a letter to Chaim Istam, where exactly is this Chaznish? He says that Enichlami Shari Dimo made it up. Now the Maaseh Shai Dima is, what Shai Dima is a tilim that a lot of people use. It's a Shai Dima tilim. He brings down a lachas, what do, and he brings down from the Chatnish, it's Indian, which is Lohar Vilay Nivro. Now therefore, based upon this Indian Af Chatzos, again, Chatnish Faker told you do Rais Kriya, the disciples you do Rais Kriya, Rabbi Yashu holds you Rais Kriya, Chai Kriyevsky, they all hold a body you do Rais Kriya on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Af Chatzos. Aftala Shein is of itself a chokma fakert. He writes about the minig and mikadin is correct. Afkhat says you do not write skriya. Rav Nevin says the Rav Yeratikat says you do not write skriya. Rav Belsky says the Maishi don't write skriya. Now there's an interesting tshuva by Rav Moshe who grabbed they bring him down both ways. Rav Moshe says mitzad alocha avadi write skriya. However, he says the minig kvua avadi don't go against the minig kvua. Therefore, those bring down the Moshe says the minig kvua avadi don't write skriya. That's the minig kvua. Bring down Moshe being maker. Others bring down a Moshe. Moshe says avadi chazan avadi write skriya. Fine, it's interesting, each sefer, according to the own Natiya, bring down a Moshe, how they want to stand with Moshe. Maisha is Klamach looked among the places exactly what to do, so, but Be'ikah, the correct and left to bring it down, to bring down the Yesh V'yesh, then Hoga is usually not to, other than those who say you should do it. Oh, this is far, I think, where they're coming from, which will make it up to mean in other cases, they're coming from when you do, you follow the end of Tachzon or not. I think they're my mock in the coming, once we see, don't say Tachzon, we see it in a simple or this. To Rosh Chodesh, step by step. The villagers say, therefore, they seem to be finding step by step. The villagers seem to be saying either the following Indian mitzad taktun, or the following the Indian that usually they want time to Erev Shabbos, moving into Shabbos, moving into Shabbos, Yushas Shabbos, therefore, the Mamshach Shabbos into Erev Shabbos. And the Indian of a Kriya is on Hogash, Ba'amah, therefore, make holds. So, amongst Klaisol, what to do Erev Shabbos after Chatzos is clause, Klaisol, what to do. Half, you go to the Kaiser Lair Shabbat after Chatzos, a brand new group, half will and half won't. This is cool, you see that all the time. Some people will, some people won't. Well, economically, that's true, but here those who want to say, you follow the Indian Mitzvah on Shabbat, or maybe the Hemshev leading into Shabbos, moving bigger than Shabbos. Now, again, the Kaiser go both ways. That those who want to be Machman, here they come along and say, here be Machman, you beg it. Those who want to be Machman say, that's not Machlaikis. I want to follow either Rebelsky or others, don't want to rescue, but my those who argue, they all make a kidney to be Machman, I beg somebody else, and he should tell me, I cannot rescue you. If he tells me I can't, then I gain nothing out of it. He should tell me straight out that I can't rescue you. That's fine. Therefore, those Erech Shabbat Africa place, I see numerous people either being Machno or two different sides of class, or what to do. Now, there is another group of cases to discuss. Which Yesh Lodnu Avachol come upon it. The case of Chanukah, the case of Rosh Chodesh, Issuchar, Moshe Shabbos. The Baya is all these cases that I just discussed. The Poskim who are Machmer are the same ones who are Machmer Erev Shabbos. The ones who are Mekel Erev Shabbos, I didn't see them discuss these cases. So if it depends upon Tachnun, they have a Mekel on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, Issuchar, Moshe Shabbos. If it not depend upon Tachnun, especially than Erev Shabbos, then the Chanam Gant Klaus will be Maskim on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Issuchar, Ukadoimo. Again, what the Svarim bring down, the Malachim, they only bring down to be Machmer. But I think because they're always quoting those who say Erev Shabbos to be Machmer also. So I don't know if it's a Raya of those who make Erev Shabbos what they would hold. Again, you have to know what he holds for Erev Shabbos and Chatzos. I don't know if it's a Raya. on Moshe Shabbos, they only found a Biyashu and a Shtubach Maisha B'Machmer. They're Machmer
Eresh.
You have to ask you. But they're the ones who are Machmer Eresh Shabbos after Chatzos.
So
what? What's the sport you make after Shabbos?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe close to Shabbos.
I don't know, that's what I'm saying. I know, there is a sport that the Olam says over, yes, the Olam, they do Tachlan. The Olam says those words. The question is that the sword they're coming from? But are those who make them? Why are those being made? Why is the Nevin Tal saying the next thing make? Is it because of Tachlan? Because if Fratim, let me ask you, but he holds even Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. I want to know those who argue. I don't know. What? The Shabbos says still your ice cream. So what? And if you novel, what do you do? What's your ice cream in Shabbos bowling? What's the novel?
No,
so
you came up
with
a jacket and you
put on
the shirt.
Fine, do any shirt then. So again, the Malachim bring down only the Machma. Yesh Lodin, the Olam, I know the Olam says over not the way, and the newest people who don't do that way, and they do have a swerve for it. I don't have it in print anywhere, so I'll leave it for the Olam to search out the right letters and decide what to do. If there's a right time, I'll find out. You who are make a shop after Chatzos, what do you hold in Rosh Chodesh? Write him, see what he says. Or Mod Shabbos. Or Hanukkah. Ask him, Esukhag. Ask him what he holds. You have to ask him. You can't ask him. Rashi. No, I was told him Rashi held even that asking. He was clear. He held after Shabbos. After Chatzos, he after. No, Raya. Now, that's in the Kriya, went to do my rice Kriya. Let's say you go to a regular time during the week to rice Kriya. On Sunday, you did not rice Kriya. You get home, you forgot to rice Kriya. Do you rice Kriya when you get home or not? Come on, the Paiskim, the Moshe Chuvim, Shalmazam, they say you only rice Kriya when you're at the Mokum and Mikdash. When you get home, it's not Chambalibo, you don't have the emotions inside it with you anymore, you don't have the Lachu with you. Therefore, once you get home, you do not rice Kriya. However, the vendor calls money there, you rice Kriya. There's one safe within a half hour, but they want to factor upon them. Fine. So, once you get a value, ice cream. But once you get home, then you don't ice cream. However, let's say you go on Shabbos. You know, ice cream the holidays. Then next time he goes 2 weeks later on Sunday, do you ice cream then? Do you ice cream then? Or let's say go Erev Shabbos at Chatzos, you follow on Moshe, that says the minigame is nice, not to ice cream. Or I've never told them nice, we don't ice cream. What after 2 weeks later, you go on Sunday, you have to ice cream again. Come on, Moshe and Shuvah, and he says in this case, anyone who does not rice kriya on Sunday is a toys. Not saying to go after minig, it's a toys. And bad of the locus, if you do not rice the first time, it's said you're a potter, the second time you have to. That means if you want to follow a Moshe, you might go on Erev Shabbat Chatzos, it's had a minig, not to rice kriya. But 2 weeks later, when you go on Sunday, you might say, he says, you're bad, you have to rice kriya. Here, Rabelski says, it's a toys, you're bad, you have to. And my sister, Shlomo Zalman, and Abdiyashi, they went to him, they showed him a Moshe, the Shuvah, and said, the minig is not like a Moshe. It's incorrect. The Nehovah Shavuot is once the first time you went to the Mokam Mikdash, you're part of the Kriya, since within 30 days you still have you don't have the chim, the special emotional connection with the Krishna boy, therefore you go the next time, and Hoga Maisa is not to rise Kriya, even though the first time you're part of the Kriya. Maisa then Hoga seems to be Winoig, like Shlomo Zalman and Liashim, then people want to pass themselves with holidays, end up going first time in Shabbos, and then the second time they go a week later, 2 weeks later, then Hoga is like Shlomo Zalman and Liashim. Maisa they do not rise Kriya. Why? Because they're ready to put the first time, the second time they don't. Not looking at my show. Same idea. No, let's say you went the first time you should have. You went on Sunday, too, and you didn't do it, for whatever reason. You mock your beggar, whatever it is. 2 weeks later, also, they're coming out once
all
the first time.
Tour.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's only the first time, lots of the first time, not more than the first time. No, another time to rice kriya, they discuss, what
why
about...
you lose by rice kriya?
Your mother gets very upset at your shirt.
No, they
do get involved in shayla baal tashkis. It's very interesting, shayla, is there an issue with baal tashkis when you do not do rice kriya? And therefore, the numerous from one time, why would we make all these times when rice and kriya? Rice is dealing with it, like you're saying, what do you lose in the veilah, showing the chashivah to Beit HaMikdash? So already the those one time in Yoshe are brought down by the baal tashkis form, so... Different from the Malachim, they want to tie know the Abaya Mitzvah Tashkas. The cash they do with Maisa doing Mitzvah Kum Mechish or the Shitas, they still come out local Maisa. They want to say still you get a big Abaya Mitzvah Tashkas of the Raisa versus an Hoka of Kriya. And therefore the numerous places can say Abaya Mitzvah Tashkas. It's an Hoka, and they still. I agree with you. The Abaya, I looked around and I found 5 people say about Tashkas and no one said it all the way. But I agree with your piece for. They discussed it. I agree with you. I don't know. Go look him up. I found 5 swarm to say that way, and I found no other way. But I saw looking at over sure everyone said the other way.
Yes,
Emir Yosha is a mayor, Eric. You know, he's a big Baldeo over here. No, he had a tshuva, he had a tshuva on it. Fine, but yeah, again, I was the other way. That's the reason why the Nogah seems to be more the miracle. Oid, Maisa, we do have chashuv folding, and sometimes people are not too happy with it. And forget, the place coming down, we're more have a velus on our shirt that we have on the Mokhla Migdash. That itself is a Gnai, that itself might be a Baya, and why we should not write for you, because our Gosha should be straight to the Mokhla Migdash, not to negate our Godin, our Gashrias. Now, the last thing to get to, particularly everyone over here, is in and of Toshvei Yushalayim. People live in Yushalayim, they're going to the Kaisel. They live here and they do not go for 30 days. The law is that, let's say you go to the Kaisel and then you go to America 2 months, come back to the Kaisel. The law is that after 30 days you write Kriya, within 30 days you might say you don't write Kriya. What happens if someone lives in Yushalayim, do you have to write Kriya or not? They like write Kriya. So the Advaz is a Tshuva, the Advaz already writes that the minig is not to, however, right, double bor of vada you have to. Of vada you have to write Kriya, even if you live in Yerushalayim and did not go to the Kaisel. The Moshan Shuva passes the locals like the Avada, and the Kaisel you have to write Kriya. Chaim Kanievsky says you have to write Kriya. Avtala Sheni Kidu is not the way. The minig from Zalman says, Sefer Eretz Yisrael, the Oyt Swam says, the minig of Moshan is not to. The Advaz himself went down. The minig is ready, is not to, of Toysh for Yerushalayim, not to write Kriya once they went to the Kaisel. If they not go to the Kaisel, they live in Yerushalayim. The machlokes on Hoga is exactly what to do. Agam that those one kind of year, Moshe Kedoyma, Lamaisa is interesting. The reason why when they come from America, people are making something from Moshe, or you do Yishlaim, because they ask you a Moshe. Once they hear the taste of Yishlaim, who they follow Shlomo Zalman, he was not to be making over here, and therefore once he said that's an Hoga Shabbat, they have a Klaisel who live in Yishlaim, and Maisa did not write speed, even they did not go for 30 days if they were the taste of Yishlaim. Now, what does it mean, taste of Yishlaim? Does it mean in the Ir HaTikah, or does it mean even the new sections of Eretz Yisrael of Yishlaim? So it's brought down of the Yashiv and Rav Shtumach and Shuvah writes that Dafki Ira Tika, only the old city, not the new sections. Come along with Shlomo Zalman, he writes, the examples are those who live even far away, like Beit Pagan, like Harnof, like Ramot, those cases are also Nichol in the Get Harnof, he says, that's an example. Those are also Nichol in the Get Teish V'Yishlaim, it's also Nichol in the Minigal, Maitre, not to ask Kriya. Yeah, Nichol in the Yishlaim, Maitre, not to ask Kriya. However, this Messiah, he ends off, they asked him, anyone who lives in Yerushalayim and they did not go within 30 days, they write Kriya. Semitah al Hoga not. However, those who live in Yerushalayim and did not go within 30 days to the Kaisel, they should write Kriya for not going to the Kaisel. Semitah Teichha, and then most of the Yisrael, the Yashiv also, the Yashiv says, you know, it's like you're having your grandmother lives in the same city and you're not visiting for 30 days. How can you do that? Where's your cover? Where's your respect? So therefore, what? The Yashiv is brought down, they used to go to the end of the VM every month. It's very simple. What? Very simple. Everyone in Yeshiva Smir, I know, can always spend a half hour, take the bus there, whatever, however you want to walk there. It's very simple. You take 5-10 minutes, you walk to the end of Meir Shorim, you look it right down, you see the keeper, see the Dome on the Rock. No, they don't. They mean they're seeing the Korban, seeing the Machlan Mikdash. You see it, forget it. The keeper might be more of the Korban than seeing the Kaisel itself. That's the idea. That is, that's visiting it. You don't have to have that Gosha. You don't have to. That solves enough, and therefore that's how it's noigel. Numerous people are noigel that way, and everyone here should have that noigel. And again, you should this end of Shlomo Zalman. Those who do not go to the 30 days, they should maybe ask Kriya for not going mitzvah the Peichel Shabbat. Tak v'zoichel, the end of Mishnah had a Shiloh, we should be like Kitanim, there's no end of Chinuch Dos, but Meir of Yemenu or Mitzvah. Here to go.